T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starring 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
This dumpster's on fire.
Kelly, you missed this on Friday, but you know how most of our dumpster fires have been like outside people? Telling us what's going to happen, and they're going to be in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy who was going to propose at a wedding. Like this is another wedding guest, right?
Right.
Okay. Elizabeth's story, a little bit different.
We haven't heard yet from the arsonist.
Yes.
And she was the one lighting the fire. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So she's been dating a guy casually for about 3 months.
Okay.
All right. And her sister has been blessed with a baby.
Oh, nice. Sister just found out she's pregnant, so still has the positive pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth asked her sister to provide her with a positive pregnancy test so Elizabeth can play a prank on her boyfriend.
Terrible idea.
Her sister, brilliant woman, said, "I'll give you said positive pregnancy test as long as you tell Jeff and Jen that you're doing a dumpster fire."
Wonderful idea.
Yes.
Right.
So... Elizabeth got hammered on Friday. Like, nobody wanted her to do this. And then, but here's where it got better. And then calls started coming in from people going, "Well, I did this to my boyfriend and we actually ended up getting married."
People do this?
Yes. We took a lot of calls of people who have pulled off pregnancy pranks.
So that's how we left it with Elizabeth.
You think it's going to be funny?
What?
She thought it was going to be funny. Oh, he'll have a good sense of humor about it. It'll be funny.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to buy him new underwear too.
No. Elizabeth, welcome back to the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're good. We're very excited to hear how your little jokey joke went.
I usually try to tell by the tone of voice, and I can't tell yet. If you did it, if it went well, if it went horribly wrong, did you torch that dumpster on fire or what?
Okay, so... I actually did it right away. Like, I did it on Friday.
All right.
Walk us
through how it went.
Did
you go over to his house? Did he come over to yours? Did you just meet?
I was over at his place.
Okay.
Yeah, I went over to his place.
Yep.
I told him.
How exactly did you tell him?
I just said, you know, like, hey, there's something I got to talk to you about before we head out, because we're going to go out that night. Mm-hmm. And
oh, that's a way to start off the night. Nice little pregame.
Well, and I want, yeah. So I was just like, before we go, there's something I need to tell you. And, you know, he was just kind of like, okay, well, what, you know? And I just said, so, I've been late, and so I checked, and I'm pregnant. And I had the test there. My sister followed through after she realized I was on the air on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so he just he was just kind of quiet for a little bit. I just sat there, you know, and he was like, "Oh, okay, well." And we had to get going to this party. He's like, "I got to go take a shower. So I'm going to go do that. And then we'll head over to Kevin's birthday if we don't want to be late." And
so he
I kind of was expecting a little bit more. And he started going like, "Okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to get married?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?" Because I mean, like, the whole point of me doing this was to find out what he wanted. And he was just like, "Well, I mean, I want to," like, he started talking about saving up for a ring. He said it'd take like at least a year, so it'd be after the baby was born. But like, he was straight up ready to just go the traditional route. He was like, "Yeah, we can, I mean, I'll save up for a ring and we can get married."
Did he like jump up and hug you or?
Yeah, what was the look on his face?
Probably very similar to mine right now.
What? Honestly, what? he was really calm, mm-hmm. which I was actually, that's the part that surprised me a little bit. Like he was just like super, he wasn't excited per se, but he was just
per se
very methodical, I guess, about how he wanted to proceed with everything. It just, you know, okay, so, you know, like he just immediately was like, okay, so you want to go the traditional route, then this is this, and then we need to do this next. And, you know, I have to go take a shower.
So
how long did you stretch this out for?
Well, the thing is, like, the place we were going, this party, got a lot of friends there, and I planned on drinking that night. So I had to kind of, like, let him know that it was a joke before we went to the party. And
oh, my God. What an emotional roller coaster you're putting him on.
So how much time passed between you telling him that you're pregnant, lying to him about being pregnant, and telling him the truth?
Well, he went upstairs to start taking, like, getting his stuff together and taking a shower, and then I got a few more text messages from my friends who were going to the party, like, hey, can't wait to get drunk tonight and all that stuff. I'm like, ah, okay, fine. I have to go talk to him. And so he was in the shower, actually, when I told him it was a joke.
And how did he respond to it being a joke?
We didn't break up. So that's the good news. He didn't really think it was funny. Like, he didn't get it at first. He was like, so you're not pregnant. And I was just like, no, this is from this test is from my sister. Like, it's this whole thing. And I explained to him about, you know, like, all of it and why she gave me the test and everything. And, like, he wasn't really, like, mad. He was just like, oh, okay, so you're not pregnant then. I was like, no. And he goes, so we're not going to get married then. And if that's not the case, we'll just keep dating. And I was like, yeah, sounds great.
Oh, my God. This is the most mellow guy on the planet.
This dumpster's on fire.
And then did you guys go to the party and get drunk as planned?
Yeah, it was great. We had a great time.
Did you tell anyone at the party about your joke?
I told a couple of my girlfriends. I don't think he told any of his friends.
No, probably not.
No, at any point did either of you laugh like it was actually a joke?
Right. You know what makes a joke a joke?
It's funny.
When it's funny.
Yeah. Did anybody laugh? Well,
my sister did. Oh. And I told her I actually went through with it.
Okay. Oh, man. Elizabeth, I just feel like it's mean.
Yeah, we might have to check Elizabeth's boyfriend's pulse because he might not be alive. Like, how does he not get angry? What is he going to get angry at if he doesn't get angry at that?
You know how some guys are just so stoic you can never quite figure out what's going on underneath?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what their thoughts are or what their emotions are, but they're just really good poker players. This guy would be the best poker player.
Yeah, or maybe she put him in a very awkward situation, like, hey, I'm pregnant, and then wanting to tell him that she's joking in his most vulnerable time of the day when he's naked in a shower. There's no, what?
He may have been washing himself off, so when he jumped out the window, the firefighters have found his body, it would be clean. All right, Elizabeth, thanks for sharing the story with us.
Okay, thanks for the update.
For sure.
Amy in Auburn is going to say what I think everybody is thinking. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I think she is the most horrible person that has ever been on your show ever.
It's awful.
And that is saying a lot because we've had some horrible people on this show.
Well, I know. There was that one lady, but.
Yeah, she's up there.
I don't understand why anyone would think somebody that they love, it would be okay to play with their emotions like that.
But that's the thing is, like, did you hear her on Friday, Amy?
Like, I did.
She didn't, like, it didn't, I don't think it registered with her that he might have an emotion associated with it. Does that make sense?
But that's the problem, right? I mean, if you love somebody, you always consider how they're going to feel about something you do.
Right. Yeah, she didn't
And know. She didn't think about that at all. She just, it was all for her selfish reasons instead of just being straight up honest and saying, hey, how do you feel about me? And what kind of basis is that for her relationship in the future?
Yeah, and this poor guy in the shower is probably just sitting there like, or standing there like, oh my gosh, I've got all these things to think about because you do that in the shower. Like,
Brooke in Douglasville, what's up?
Hey, I think the only explanation of this is I think that this guy probably hasn't had many girlfriends, and this is probably a relationship that he normally could not get, maybe. Like,
I see.
And so he's going to go along with whatever, you know. If he had that option of just dating anybody, a normal, I hate to say normal, would just drop. This is ridiculous. I mean, would just leave, get out of here. Why would you do that? You know.
So, Brooks, you're saying like he probably outkicked his coverage by dating her, so he's going to put up with it.
Yes, he's probably not had many girlfriends ever, or this could be his first real girlfriend, somebody that's paid attention to him, and he's willing to put up with whatever.
Hey,
I mean, it's sad.
Thank you, Brooke. Hey,
You're
Tatiana
welcome.
In Duluth. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys. I have a very sneaky suspicion that this Elizabeth here is not going to have a boyfriend within the next couple of weeks. She's already starting to show her crazy now, and it only gets worse as time goes on.
I actually thought about that. If he tells one of his guy friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
The minute he tells... Like, if he's just a guy who just processes things.
If he tells anybody, a coworker, his parents, a brother, anybody in his life,
right.
He'll be
don't
like.
Don't tell the parents, but parents are, no. If he tells those parents, then she will never, ever get accepted into that family if he decides to actually marry her.
So.
Because you don't joke about pregnancy. That's just not funny.
If he's a guy who just processes things, like he's like, okay, just the next step. Like to him, life is just assembling an IKEA bookshelf. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like step one, and the little cartoon guy puts the shelf here, and step two, tighten it up, step three. And that's just how he processes things until somebody comes along and says, dude, that's an ugly bookshelf. Then he steps back and goes, you think? Like, yeah, get rid of it.
She could be
the ugly bookshelf. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. And I wish him the best of luck.
He's gonna get it. All right, thank you, Tatiana.
It might just take him a couple more days to really process what she did. Do you know what I mean? He was probably in shock to get the news. He's in the shower. He's trying to, you know, okay, how do I do the right thing? My life is going to be a complete 180 from where I thought my life was going. And then she says it's a joke. And he's like, oh, okay, wait, U-turn, complete 180 the other direction. And now a couple days later, it's sinking in just how rude that was.
Or he could just be a really simple dude. He doesn't think much about anything. And he could have been in the shower going, feet first, then calves, thighs, button junk, tum-tum, mant boobs. Back pits. Double do the pits because we sweated. Don't forget to shampoo. Where's my Pert Plus?
Yeah, she just gave him a peek behind the curtain of crazy.
All right, the conversation is continuing right now. Go to our Facebook page and you can weigh in on whether or not you think Elizabeth and we never even did get his name. That guy will make it.
Dude.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.